You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Jamie All Over. If you are joining us, coming off of part one with Holly and Sarah from Vanderpump Rules Party, welcome. So happy to have you. If you have not listened to part one of this episode, I would highly suggest heading over to their podcast, listen to part one, and then come back over here. Either way, hello. We discussed Stanley in part one, who was a giraffe over at a winery in Malibu. And there was some questions as to where is he now? Someone may have been told he's currently in Texas. I brought up a point that I heard during the Malibu fires, they just left him there to fend for himself. I did look that up, and apparently that is true, which is so sad. In addition to that, the winery allegedly did not have the proper permits to have Stanley or many of the other animals there, and they forged their paperwork. So there was a big investigation, and they were told that they had to move Stanley or humanely dispose of Stanley. Is Stanley really in Texas? I don't know, but now I would like to know where he is. Is he doing fine? There are a lot of articles on the internet with people asking the same questions. I just wanted to follow up a little bit with that because we kind of left it open-ended in part one. And the next bit of news I wanted to let you all know is something that I am so happy to report to you. And I think I'm going to start a new segment because of this. I had a listener reach out. Her name is Melanie. She's in Canada. And she let me know that she's going through a bit of a tough time. And she's been working really hard, overworked, hasn't had a vacation in a very long time, and just needs some time to get away. She acknowledges that she purposely overworks herself and always keeps busy so that she doesn't stop and think. And she's avoiding perhaps her own thoughts. I commended her on even acknowledging that's the situation. That's always the first step in making any sort of self-improvement is being self-aware. So I reached out to a lovely hotel called The Mac, and it's spelled M-A-Q, in British Columbia, and asked them if they would extend a stay to my listener who so desperately needed a little bit of a break. They were so amazing to grant her a two-night stay in a king suite, and I just want to shout them out, and I want to keep doing this for you guys. But let me tell you a little bit about this hotel because they deserve all the exposure in the world. So they are giving her a two-night stay in their hotel, which is recently renovated. They offer eclectic vibes and good times in Tofino, British Columbia. The location is ideal for people looking to be steps from everything you need in town, including local restaurants, shops, and more. With views of the inlet, it looks so beautiful. I've seen pictures. And the best part about the Mac is that they have a beer garden restaurant and a cafe downstairs, a liquor store, and the Mac Pub. They host karaoke every Wednesday, have live music on their patio. And the pub is the place to be on the weekends if you're in town. It's a one-stop shop for people looking for a place to stay and have a great time in Tofino. I want to go. I have always wanted to go to British Columbia. It looks so beautiful. I'm so glad Melanie is getting to experience this. They also recently launched a new summer menu. They have happy hour specials. and a lot of fun events coming throughout the summer. If you're in the area or if you're looking to travel to the area, definitely hit them up. They are on Instagram at the Mac Hotel. That is the M-A-Q Hotel. And their Bear Beer Garden is at the Bear Tofino. And Tofino is spelled T-O-F-I-N-O. It sounds like it should be in Italy. And the views kind of might make you feel like you're in Italy. I just want to thank them so much for doing this. And I just thought it would be a great idea to continue doing this. If there is something you have been wanting, if there is any way that I can help you with this show, please let me know. Let's see what we can do. We'll be a copy of the Happy Honda, or is it the Helpful Honda People, how they grant people whatever they're asking for. I would love to do this. And last on that same subject, another one of our listeners, Brittany, wrote in. She is a single mom and she is struggling right now to make ends meet, like so many people are. There is just, you know, she said there's so much going on with her. The gas prices are so high, groceries are so high, her cell phone is about to be turned off. Her daughter has a cell phone in which she needs to keep on because it's her only way to talk to her daughter when she's with her dad. I want to help her. I know that she does crafts on the side and she makes these cute crayons, and she was so nice to send me some for Ivy. I didn't even ask. She just sent them, and they're all different shapes, like unicorns, and she can even make letters. So she actually sent me the letters to spell out Ivy. They're $10 for one set, which comes with six crayons, every color of the rainbow, $18 for two and $25 for three. I know you must know some kids out there that would love these really cute crayon shapes. I'm looking at them now. Unicorns, different animals, and letters. They're so cute. Let's help her out. You can DM her and place an order. Her Instagram is at Brittany Wemmett. I don't know if I'm pronouncing your last name right, but this is how it is spelled. B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y-W-E-M-E-T. DM her, let her know if you want one, two, three sets, maybe more. And I believe you can just Venmo her and she will ship them to you. Without any further ado, let's get on to part two. I was in the middle of a story about the building I used to live in West Hollywood and all of the people who you may have heard of who lived there. Hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. I will talk to you next week.
Zach Wickham, Logan Cochran from TomTom. And Zach, if people don't know, is Brittany Cartwright's best friend. And Jasmine Good.
Are they still best friends?
I think they're still friends.
Because I see them more like with like Rachel O'Brien and...
Okay.
I just haven't seen them with Brittany a lot. But
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're still great friends. Yeah. I haven't heard anything otherwise.
Yeah.
Lo lived in the building. Janet, Corey, and Charlie. a Real Housewife of OC's daughter lives there. And I had a couple of people from The Bachelor in a nearby building. The craziest thing is my friend Mindy labeled it the Friendship Building, because at one point we were all living there and we'd be like, okay, well, let's just all everyone come pregame at the Friendship Building, you know, made the most sense. But then shit hit the fan and everyone started fighting with each other. And like there were so many different individual like fights going on in that building.
Oh no.
Like Melrose Place.
It could have been its own in fact, I think I made a meme once with the Melrose theme behind it, the Melrose Place theme, and like put all of our pictures on it. It was hilarious.
It was the best show.
A really good fight. And I hope they don't mind me telling this because it was hilarious. So Zach and Logan used to live together. And at one point,
this is not Logan, no people. This is Getlo 89.
From TomTom.
Ariana's best friend.
Yes. And, that's interesting. It's like everyone's bad. Lo is Stassi's friend. So everyone in the building was like, had a
Everyone's
connection.
Friend was there.
Yeah. It was so funny. So Logan and Zach lived together. I used to live with Zach, but then I moved out and Logan moved in. They were cool at first. Zach is the one that invited him to come live there, but they were on different schedules. So Zach would be out late and then come home. Maybe he was tipsy. Maybe he was drunk. Maybe he was always loud and he would always eat super late, right? Logan was trying to sleep and get up in the morning. I think he had like a second job or something and he had to be up early and get to Glendale or whatever. So different schedules. And Logan got pissed off that he kept getting woken up in the middle of the night. And Zach kept getting pissed off because he felt like he couldn't live his life. That was his schedule. He was just on a different schedule. Yeah. They could not come to terms. I think at one point, Logan locked Zach out of the apartment. I don't know how that happened. And he's banging. And then Logan may have put something, like he may have blocked Zach, but someone sent it to Zach and he put it in his stories how like he thinks it's funny that he locked his roommate out or whatever. And he was like making a joke about it. Zach got pissed off. They end up getting in a huge fight and Zach's like, "Your bottom feeder pond scum," or something to that effect to Logan.
Oh no.
So I'm like watching these two just like go at it and I'm like, shit, right? Because I think I had come home with Zach and I was one of the ones coming in late as well, and like we wanted to order Postmates at fucking 3 a.m and eat it in Zach's bed. So here we are, and now Zach is fighting with Stassi. She's in Italy. This was a while back. I think she was like initially going to look at her wedding venues there. I don't know what the time difference is, but it was 3 a.m. in L.A. And he is rage texting Stassi. And I'm like, Zach, stop. Don't do this. You're drunk. Do not do this. Don't text Stassi. Logan, outside of the room, hears us saying the name Stassi. So he now thinks that we're making fun of and doing impersonations of Stassi. And by the way, Zach was rage texting because I guess he found out he wasn't invited to like her engagement party or something. I don't know. And I was just like, Zach, don't do that. Stop it. And then they stopped talking after that. Anyway, the next time, allegedly, this is a thing I'm talking about again where I was not there for.
I'm not mad
at anybody. Yeah. And I, you know, but I heard that the next time Logan saw Stassi at Tom Tom, he goes, "Oh, by the way, Zach and Jamie were making fun of you and impersonating you. And I heard everything," right? Or something like that. Or he didn't say my name. He said the manager. I'm like, why would he call me the manager? Like, I don't get it. And in Logan's defense, this was like secondhand information. I don't really truly know if this happened or not, but the next time then I ran into Stassi, I was like, "Can I talk to you?" And I was probably way too drunk to have any sort of conversation. So thank God she said no, because she goes, "I'm with my fiance right now." Like she probably saw I was drunk and didn't want to have the conversation then. But I wanted to tell her like, and not even like for me, but I wanted to be like, "Hey, like you shouldn't be mad at Zach. Like that didn't happen." I just wanted to stick up for Zach. Mm-hmm. Again, me getting myself in trouble for sticking up for people. But that's all I wanted to tell her. But she wasn't hearing it. So... They're still not friends.
If we were videoing this, you guys, my mouth was just wide open when she said no. I'm with my fiance.
Wait, were they filming?
No, it was Brittany's birthday party.
Okay, well, I guess
we can't talk at a birthday party.
We can circle back to certain people being accessible and certain people not.
No, but in her defense, I was very drunk. And in fact, I think I accidentally drank a drink that had GHB in it. I was off my rocker that night, so I totally understand why she wouldn't want to talk to me at that moment. And on top of it, also in her defense, prior to that, we were all hanging out at my other friend Alex's house, who's one of Stassi's best friends. Kristen was there, and Ivy,
Alex Stafford, I had brought, made the wedding.
Yeah, yes. I love Alex.
Was in that accident.
What?
She was. When? It was Alex, right?
What are you talking about?
Oh, why am I asking you? Alex and Ruben. Do you know who Ruben is?
No.
They were on their way to Stassi's wedding and they were in a huge car accident. And they
I didn't know that.
They were both airlifted to this hospital.
Oh my God.
In Paris. Yeah. She's fine and they both made it to the wedding like the next day.
How did I not know this? Are you sure it's Alex Stafford?
Mm-hmm. And her parents came to Stassi's wedding.
But I saw Alex at the wedding.
Oh yeah, she made it. She made it. But they were both like in the hospital for a day.
Oh my God.
Because it was a really bad car wreck. Yeah, no, she made it. They were just a day late because they were in the hospital and her parents were there and stuff like that.
I love her parents. Her parents are so fun.
Yeah. I don't think Stassi's dad was there. Oh. So like it seemed like
Mark.
Alex's parents maybe kind of took over that.
He's awesome. He is one of my favorite, and Mary, her mom, two of my favorite people. Love him. Anyway, long story short, one night we were at her apartment and her parents were there as well, Stassi, Kristen, and I was there with Ivy. And Stassi, this is way before she had her own child, was unbelievable with Ivy. I still have the videos on my phone. Like she was singing Let It Go with her. She's like, "What is your favorite Disney princess? What's your favorite Disney song?" They put it on. They sang with her. They danced with her. She held Ivy on her lap the whole time.
Oh,
Ivy fell in love with her. It was shocking how good she was with a kid.
That's cool.
I'm so glad she has her own daughter.
That's such a cool story. I like that. I like hearing that.
I have a question. When you lived with Zach, I'm thinking the timing might be around season 6 when he was like, because you mentioned rage texting, didn't he rage text Jax a lot after the whole I know he posted because I remember seeing that and I was like, yes, go.
That was the lead up to the Stassi thing.
Okay, should we talk about Peter? She wanted to know about Peter.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, let me quick thing.
Okay.
Have Raquel and James, to your knowledge, run into each other at all? Or like...
No.
No. So
not that I know of. She's so healed.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's doing amazing.
It sounds like she probably had been over it for a while. And maybe. Just maybe going through the stuff. I mean, from her own description on the reunion, you know, she'd been...
I'm actually super excited to see that interaction on the next season. I know that's... I don't want that for Raquel, but like knowing the place that she's in right now, I'm excited to kind of see her expose James maybe, you know, a little bit. And I think it'll be good.
Okay, here's our segue to Peter. If you had to spend one night locked in a room with someone, would you prefer Jax or Peter?
Oh, God.
And now you can ask about Peter.
I know who I would pick, and it's like, I'm like horrified how quickly that answer just
came. You would pick Jax.
I would pick Jax.
Here's the thing why I would not want to be with either of them. I don't know Jax. So, like, I've never hung out with him. He and I have been in the same place at the same time. We had a brief conversation once in Vegas, and I didn't even know if he knew who I was. And he's like, yeah, you're Jack's roommate. I'm like, okay, you know me. But barely. Mm-hmm. As far as Peter is concerned, although I know Peter, Peter does not know me. Because every time I meet him, it's like I'm meeting him for the first time.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. That tracks.
I did a podcast with Peter.
Wait, didn't Annabelle say that too?
Yes.
Annabelle just said that. She used to talk about that. She's like, Peter, we've met. Oh, she was like really good friends with Stassi. They were in the circle room in Sur. And Stassi's like, come to my birthday. And so Annabelle shows up and Peter's like, nope, it's VIP only. She's like, no, I'm part of the birthday. He's like, no, I don't know you. She's like, we've met like 53 times.
Peter.
Listen, he's texted me for things that I've brought him before. I've brought things to his apartment that I had of his, right? And I interviewed him on Shenanigans. The next day, I see him at Sur, and I'm like, oh, that went well.
Because he straightened
and
he's his like, hair on that podcast,
oh,
right?
Did he? I don't even remember.
It looked
but
really bad.
I was talking about the podcast, and he was looking at me like I had two heads. He didn't realize I was the person interviewing him with Sheena on the podcast. Like, he didn't even know he just podcasted with me the day before. It's like,
does this make you feel better?
Yeah. I'm telling you, this,
so
it does make you feel
in person
better,
yeah. With him at Sur, and he's asked several times to
he's
come
like,
back
can I
on.
Come back, can I come on the podcast again? We're like, yes, Peter, of course.
Here's the thing, I can't afford to be on Sur's blacklist with you two because I just got back in the good graces of TomTom, so I can't go down this road with
I'm
you.
I'm very welcome at TomTom. They all hug me.
And I'm still like so shocked at this interaction. We've never had this before. So
I'm going to tell you what I think it is.
Okay.
First of all, I'm so honored I got to see you do the impersonation in live. It's amazing because I crack up every time I'm listening to you do it on on the podcast. But that's got to be part of it. And I know you say you do it in fun.
Yeah.
I don't think it's his sense of humor to think it's in good fun. He would probably feel like he's being made fun of.
Right.
So
I can see where it could be interpreted that way too.
I think that could be part of it.
Yeah.
And then the way you shit talk the food at Sur, he probably is like, fuck them. This is my livelihood. Like, I'm the manager. I will be forever the manager here.
And maybe he still talks to me because I love the skirt steak.
True.
The French fries aren't bad. No, they changed the menu though now. So I can't even weigh in.
Oh my gosh.
I would say it's those, my guess. Is it's those two things. And, you know, I know you had, there
or
was
the
an
24
interaction
hours
with Demi.
In a day.
Demi, yeah. I told you, Demi's always been very nice to me. So that was surprising. But I mean,
But I heard she's really close to him. So
I'm curious what he would have said to her. I almost want to like DM her now and ask.
I mean, she's probably like a loyal friend like you are to people. And maybe you would speak
friends,
up.
But maybe that's her boss.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're friendly,
right.
But I don't think they hang out like that. I'm not sure.
I think they do.
Do they?
Yeah. I've noticed like some, like they hang out a lot actually.
Someone that works there told me they were really close, whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know. But hopefully it's all just a misunderstanding because we would never mean to ruffle any feathers.
And he gave me
there.
That look like he gives you. And so he does that a lot. When I'm not with her, he always does that. Like,
Yeah, you know, like it's the first time he's meeting you.
He thinks I'm a fan, right? I want a picture.
I mean, to be fair, like I'm not great with faces either. So sometimes like I look at people and I'm like, I know them. I know them. What's happening? You know.
There have been so many.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
No. I've known him for 7 years and it's still happening to me.
Okay. I would say that's what it is until she discovered that most recently we've been blocked then. So it must have been something he heard.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, why I looked a while ago before this happened. Mm. I believe it was like not long after your Encanto post.
He loved that though.
I know. And like the comment is still there, but the blockage happened sometime after that. So I don't know.
Should we pause and should I text him and ask? Well, I have to introduce who I am first. And then once he understands who I am, I can ask him why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe we should just message him. I don't know. Yeah, we should. We should figure it out, though.
Like I said, I can't get entangled in this because
I got in a fight
with Richardson, the manager, TomTom, and I'm just now back allowed in. Though. Well, he's leaving. Yeah, is he gone already?
Oh, well, I don't know.
We're good now, but for the longest time, really? We were not. Yeah, and so at one point, they were told at the door to not let me in.
Oh, geez.
Like Paul.
That happened to Paul, too.
Really?
You know, Paul Cavallaro.
No. Yeah, James's ex-roommate.
No, I don't know him.
The guy.
The older gentleman.
No.
Where Logan and implied that.
There was some action with some ice cream on the carpet.
I don't know any of this.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got to pull up his picture. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Tell your story.
So I go to TomTom years ago, and I was not with Sheena. I was with Janet. And we're there, and we go up to Richardson to say hello. I had met him several times prior at, he used to work at Pump.
Right.
And I met him with Sheena at Pump several times where it would be appropriate to give him a hug at this point in me knowing him. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Janet says hello, gives him a hug. I say hello, give him a hug. And he looks at me and he's like, just so you know, I don't normally hug people I don't know. And I'm like, oh, but I do know, like, you know me, we've met. I'm Sheena's friend. And Janet's like, yeah, that's like Sheena's best friend. Like, you guys have met before. She knows you. You know her. And even with Janet also saying, like, that's Sheena's best friend, Richardson goes, you know how many people come in here and say they're friends with someone on the cast? And I'm like, I'm not lying. Do you want to see photos of us? Like,
wow.
Why would I lie about that? And why would I be here with Janet?
And Janet just said that.
Like, exactly. It made absolutely no sense. He and I got into a heated discussion over it. And I'm like, you're such an asshole. That's, like,
yeah,
you know? And so he hated me. I hated him for the longest time. And then I left and I texted Sheena right away that he did that. She's like, I am shocked. I cannot believe that. So she texted him and he's like, she said something like, don't treat my friends that way. Like, whatever. And he never like apologized or anything. So it was just awkward for a long time. And then eventually, I don't remember what happened, but he and I talked and he did apologize. And Sheena and I were eating dinner and he came over to the table. He knelt down next to me, gave me a very sincere apology.
Oh, so he remembered and everything.
Well, because he saw me with Sheena now. So, you know.
He's like, oh, she is real friends with her.
She's actually on the cast, Richardson.
Yeah.
And he gave me a very nice apology. He explained things that he was going through in his life at the time. And I completely understood.
Nice.
And forgave him. And we're cool now. And it's nice to be able to walk into TomTom and not have, you know, not worry. Because like I would literally text my friends who work there. I'm like, is Richardson there? Because if he is, I can't come. So now I can go anytime. So it's nice. So I can't get on your train with the Sir thing.
Yeah. So we will heal that bridge with Peter and see what's going on.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, now something fun and then I'll stop. Who would you rather? Emo edition.
Ooh, now we're talking.
Brendan Urie or Pete Wentz?
Those are the most awful options in all of the emo scenes you give me.
I have more.
Give me others.
Well, I have a nice story about Panic at the Disco, though. My friend's daughter had leukemia and like almost died several times, but she loved them and she got tickets, but then she got sick and couldn't go because she couldn't be around people. Mm-hmm. And they let her come to the rehearsal. So she had the whole theater to herself. They took pictures with her and gave her like her own little private concert. So they're really nice.
Yeah. He's awesome. He's great. Just not my type. And neither is Pete Wentz. No.
Okay. Well, yeah. Pete Wentz is not my type. But this guy looked kind of cute. Okay. Mikey Way. Or Chris Carrabba.
Oh, never mind.
So I picked a good matchup?
You picked my top two.
Wow. So no possible choice.
I had an out-of-body experience last November because I was sitting at a Dashboard Confessional concert in Nashville, and in front of me was Mikey Way. And I was there with their drummer, Chris, not Carrabba, but Chris Camrata is Dashboard's drummer, and he and I were seeing each other. And I love Chris Carrabba. It's, you know, like we interviewed him on Shenanigans. He's my favorite artist of all time, but he's an amazing person as well. So anyway, I was there in Nashville with him. I'm at the show and Mikey Way is sitting in front of me. And I'm like, what is life right now? Like I couldn't. And this was another fangirl moment where I couldn't even like bring myself to say hello.
Yeah.
I somewhat regret it, but I did take pictures of the back of his head.
Yes.
It's just some people that are more intimidating than others. And like Rockstar is that, you know, I think it would be easier to say hello to like Kobe Bryant, RIP, than a rock star.
Well, here's the thing. Chris was performing. So if he was there with me, he would have introduced me to them. We were walking around like downtown Nashville earlier that day. He's like, oh, Mikey Way's coming tonight. I'm like, what? I'm like, you have to introduce me. So yeah, if I got an intro,
yeah,
I'd
it's sometimes
fine.
Like in the moment you can't.
But
it's
I
like
was sitting there by myself. Totally. For the concert, you know, I just felt like, and he was there with his wife and I was just like, there's really no, when we tap him on the shoulder, like I didn't want to touch him.
And then you want to make sure the wife's like, no, my boyfriend is on the, you know.
And then on top of it, which looking back is stupid, but I was like, well, I'm here as a guest of Dashboard. I don't want to act like a fangirl to another one of their guests and then have, I don't know. I thought like, I didn't want to embarrass Dashboard, but I don't think that would have. In retrospect, they probably all would have been like, why didn't you say hi, you idiot?
That's an impossible choice. Okay.
No, I mean, Chris Carrabba all day, every day. He's my number one.
Okay, old school. This may be impossible. Billie Joe Armstrong or Brandon Flowers?
Brandon Flowers.
Okay.
I don't like Green Day.
Okay.
I don't even think they're emo.
Yeah, I mean, it's like mainstream emo. Like if a person that didn't know emo music was, they'd be like, oh, like Green Day?
That's exactly what they do. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like Dashboard.
Cool. Well, I'm good.
I have questions for you guys.
Okay.
I want to know, Sarah, you are always traveling and you are always getting these perks from casinos and free stays and this and that. How are you doing this? Why are you traveling all the time? And then any tips for us to get free rooms? Like, what do you do?
Different reasons. I mean, obviously the casino, you pay to play, right? I mean,
what are you gambling?
In my defense, like, I'm like, oh shit, I only have like $100. I can go turn that into like $2,500.
In what?
She plays slots and she's really good and she gets really, really lucky. I've played with her and I am not on the same budget as her. Like for instance, like 100 to 20, well, let's say.
It's whoever you're with though. Like whoever doesn't need it always wins. I was always that with my friend. I'm like, she doesn't need it right now. I do. Like, you know, when I took a break from my industry and did something, we did the lingerie and I'm like, I need this right now. But she would always win and I wouldn't.
It's the energy.
Yeah. I believe that. It's all about energy. So when I go gambling, like I tell myself, I don't need this and then I will win.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had no idea that there was any sort of strategy for slots that you can actually be better at it. I thought it was all luck.
It is.
It's picking your machine. It's moving around.
And how much you play or.
Can you do a YouTube series and teach me how to do that?
You know what I did come up with like years ago was like exercises you can do at the slot machine.
I don't want to do exercises. So, I want to win money.
Like butt lifts and like leg lifts. So I get a lot of perks from that. I haven't paid for a hotel room in Vegas in like
years.
Yeah.
So what? You just
12 or 15 years.
Get the card from the hotel, and you always play with the card, I assume.
Yeah.
And
that's key. You get rooms, you get free play. I mean, they'll give me like every week 300 free play, and then I get food and beverage credit, and then.
And speaking from someone who isn't on as big of a budget, there are still really big perks if you just play little but often, which is what I do, and still I get pretty good offers and
free shit.
So, yeah, so definitely sign up for their rewards always. And if you do have a friend that's playing big on slots, stick your card in their thing. That's what I do too.
Yeah.
Like if, sometimes like she won't put her card in or something, and I'll just stand next to her and put it. So if you ever see an opportunity like that, take it.
That's another strategy. We don't always put our card in, or we take the ticket out and put in fresh cash because we think they know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We think they're watching.
We're very passionate. We could probably start a podcast on gambling.
That's a good
great idea. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you should do like at least an instructional one. Give all those, like the one tip you just gave, give us some more tips. I would love that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
Okay. The other hotel situation, it's twofold. I've stayed, you know, the over the water bungalows and the greatest places and whatever. That was when I was making a lot of money. Now, I'm not making as much money, but my sister works for a couple of the major chains, like the Marriott and Hilton basically own all the hotel chains, right? So I get a friends and family discount. So when I'm with her, like we're going to Belize and she got this 5-star on the thing and it's like $50 a night.
Oh my goodness.
But if you look it up, it's going to be like $800 a night or something. Like she had a coworker that lived in Italy for a month for a 5-star hotel and it was like $500 for the month. The perks are insane. Damn. And she only has to work one shift every 6 months just to keep that status.
Mm-hmm.
So I recommend anyone that just wants to like get this, the perks of a hotel chain, just be a fill-in. Like you could work banquets or you don't have to work that much. So I get a big discount from her. So it's fun to try all the different hotels and whatnot. And
that's amazing.
Like the Lido House in Newport, which is always like over 1,000. Mm-hmm. Every time I look it up, one time it came out for 179. So I'm like nabbed it because I've always wanted to stay there, but I'm not going to pay that much money. Like, especially, you know, when I lived in Huntington or I lived in Santa Monica, I'm like, my friends would come over from Hollywood, stay at Lowe's or what's it, Casa Del Mar. And I'm like, I can't justify paying that much money for a hotel like 5 minutes from my house.
Right.
You know, and that's how I feel about Huntington and Newport and that sort of thing.
Okay. So Holly, I heard you say that you are a class mom.
Yes. Yes. I'm the real mom.
Okay. I did it when Ivy was in kindergarten and I never made that mistake again.
I had such a day today you would not even believe, and it's not over yet. Ronnie is not out of school until Thursday, and like I am dying. I will never do it again. I've done it. I say that and then I do it every year. Mm-hmm. Like she's in second grade, but I am going to sit back in third grade and not do it because the teacher just sent me home with the year-end gift that I have to put together. I have to bag, I have to tie, I have to hole punch. I'm just like, when am I going to do all this weekend?
Wow.
But I'm happy to do it. Like I like doing it and stuff, but and then I also volunteered to do the year-end gift. I collected cash because sometimes it's a pain when you get gift cards and like you forget to bring them or whatever. So I said that I was going to make a pizza, like get a pizza box and put the money into a pizza pie and make it look like pizza so then the kids can give it to her. And I saw it on Pinterest, but now I'm like, I have all this cash and I'm like, how the hell am I going to make a pizza out of cash? So that's the other thing that I'm doing this weekend before the open house at Tom and Katie's is figuring out how to make a pizza of cash.
Like a Play-Doh crust?
Yeah. Or like you're supposed to make the money. Like the money is the pizza.
I thought it was cash.
Yeah, it is. But like you like make it look like a little. Yeah. So I'm going to have to like origami the shit out of this money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then put it on a Play-Doh.
I'll post it in the group so you guys can see what it looks like.
Do you know how to make homemade Play-Doh?
No, I've seen the recipes for that and I've never tried it.
Yeah, I'll give you the recipe.
Okay, hook it up.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to see that photo too. Yeah, I think it's like really nice for the kids to be a room parent, but and Ivy loved the fact that I would come in for their little parties and stuff and like, oh, my mommy's here.
Yeah.
I'll never do it again though. I did it once and then I'm good.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just a lot of chaos.
Ronnie started, she started public school for the first time this year. And like, I really wanted to be in there and like see what was going on. And for the first half of the year, we couldn't because of COVID. So I had to like jump through these hoops to get approved to go in there. So, and I'm glad I did. Like, I like to see the way the teacher interacts mm-hmm. and how she's doing in there. So
awesome. Well, yeah. All right, I know we need to wrap up soon, but I want to hear the origin story. How did you guys get started and why are you so into this show, Vanderpump Rules? Give me the backstory.
I mean, really, it's probably because the community that we're a part of and have helped build, I think it's really kept us going so much because like we can't quit because everyone's so into it and we're all like a little family. So it's like
we've had some to really work through some issues. And I feel like with us doing this show for so long, like we know so much. And so it's been difficult sometimes to stay.
But I can't even count how many times I've heard someone in our group say they don't even watch a show anymore. They just listen to the podcast.
Really?
And I think, why? You didn't. They're like, oh, we just are updated by you guys. We just,
yeah, it's
that's
a, it's a, yeah. Like, so the origin story is really that we were just friends that wanted to start a podcast. I had started another podcast with another girlfriend and it was my first time out the gate. I didn't know really what I was doing and I really made my circumference too small of what I was talking about. And so Sarah and I were always watching Vanderpump Rules and talking about reality TV. And so we were like, should we do one on Vanderpump Rules? And so we literally just sat in her living room one night, recorded an episode, and I uploaded it. So for my other one, mm-hmm. there was like, I'm not kidding, this is so embarrassing, but it was like literally like 7 listeners. That's what we were pulling in. Mm-hmm. It was like, a steady 7.
But it was like,
it was about Orange County,
County
so
moms.
It was. I didn't know what I was doing. So then for Vanderpump Rules, still I didn't know what I was doing. And so Sarah and I recorded, and the instant I literally hit upload, and we had like 10,000 listens in that first thing, and I'm like, oh my God, Sarah, like, I don't know if we're like incredible at this or like, like it was just like such a built-in listening base.
There weren't as many podcasts back then either.
It was just like, whoa. And that was just was the like beginning. Us. And there, we made some really big mistakes in the beginning of not knowing that there were other people in this space and things like that, and that we ended up working out. But yeah, it's the community for sure that has kept us going. And
why Vanderpump Rules? What is it that you love about it?
It was just a show we were both like, it was kind of really random.
It was really hot at the time. Although we didn't even start till
season
5.
Okay.
Yeah. So. We were like, what should we do it on? And we both loved the show. Not like psychically crazy.
Yeah.
We loved a lot of things together, but we just picked Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. I didn't even know what a podcast was before that and hadn't listened. I'd been on hers. That was my first exposure to what a podcast was. And then I thought it was fun. The show was really hot, I guess, at the time.
Yeah. And it was super fun. And
but
what
show.
I love about Sarah and like why this has worked so well is we're both super committed. And even during the off season, we keep going. We never lose our schedule. And I think that's so important to podcasting, and the listeners really like that. So,
and a lot of the listeners don't either have social media or much of it, or they don't follow them. And so it's a way to hear what's going on with the cast in between seasons without them having to follow them and watch their stories every day. And
yeah, like a summary or a recap.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have favorites? I know people have accused you of playing favorites, but you don't have to say who.
Here's the thing. So we used to have guests on a lot, and you realize it's really awkward to have a guest and then try to be like completely unbiased and not, you don't want to be rude to someone that came on your podcast.
Yeah.
So you might not say an opinion that you normally would. So I think we found it's easier not to bother with the guests unless it's like a super adjacent person. That's kind of how we started. And like, ooh, our niche is not getting Stassi or Sheena. It's getting, you know, Peter or whatever, whoever.
Not anymore.
Who did we get? Yeah. Not anymore. Now it's just like, let's not even, plus everybody's on everybody's podcast and mm-hmm. they say the same things. And so I think part of the favoritism that sometimes we get accused of is with Sheena, because, well, she has been on, but she's also always been gracious with us and will talk to us and other people and whatnot. So I see how they are. And so it's easier for me to judge like someone that's not kind in person mm-hmm. versus someone that is.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you both for making your way down to Irvine, for bringing Ronnie and Daisy, such adorable little girls. And thank you to your husband, who is hopefully still watching our kids.
I can see them at the jacuzzi right now.
Okay, great.
He's good at that.
Yeah, he is.
But it's always so nice to see both of you. And
thank you for having us.
Yeah.
I want to show appreciation that I agree with you that you keep putting that podcast out and you're doing it for your community. And I love to see that. And I think your community is so great. Anytime you can create something, especially if it's women all coming together, feeling like they're part of something. I just want to commend both of you for doing that and creating that, because that's really special.
It's pretty positive. We have moderators that help, and they're really good about keeping, if things get out of control over a topic as they can, just shutting that down. So it's very positive for the most part. Some groups are very negative and cutthroat, and ours just isn't like that.
Yeah. Like, I would 100% rather go to our group about things than my family. Like, they're so nice. I love them. And hopefully we'll see you at some of the events we're going to coming up. And maybe we'll see you at Schwartz and Sandy's too.
Are you guys going to be stalking Sheena's wedding by any chance? Will I see you in Mexico?
I mean, that is on brand for us. So
stay tuned.
We'll get a margarita if so.
We'll stay far away and just give you
wink. I want to say Nashville. In Lexington, couple of people are like, oh my god, I didn't know you're here, can you meet for a drink? So I'm like, we're already on the plane back. Like, despite what people think, we did not crash the wedding. We left the whole day before.
Even Evolution Media is like, hey, can we grab a drink with you? We're like, oh, we're already back in Orange County.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, where can people find both of you and the podcast?
You can find us on Instagram at Vanderpump Rules Party. You can find me, Holly, at H2TheWood.
And the podcast is Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast.
Yes.
Sarah C-O-C. I know. I got to change it. It's S-A-R-A-H-C-E-E-O-C. I don't know. Because who knows? Maybe I'll end up back in the O-C.
Can you come here? Because I really like the vibe here.
Oh, in this complex?
Yeah. And that store.
Oh, be my neighbor?
The market nice. And everything. I like, love I'm, the market. I'm feeling it. I like the breakfast. Market too.
I'd spend a lot of money at that market. Yeah. It would kill me.
And it also sounds like Jamie's really good at negotiating leases. So whatever building you're looking at, just let her and Brett know and they'll help you out.
That's true. Yes. Good point. All right. Well, thank you for having us on.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you guys so much for listening. And check out both of our podcasts. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Shooting for the stars when I couldn't make a killing. Didn't have a dime, but I always Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.